Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, your daily dose of news in 10 minutes. Now, our lead story today comes on a milestone of one of the darkest days in the history of the United States, September 11th. It has been 24 years since terror attacks shocked and changed the U.S. forever. The first half of today's show takes us through the events that happened on September 11th, 2001, leading to the phrase "never forget," which remains to this day a heartfelt plea for Americans, especially those who lost loved ones and those who witnessed and survived the attack. Today, U.S. President Trump will honor those who died by attending a memorial at the Pentagon. Vice President J.D. Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance will travel to Ground Zero, where the Twin Towers once stood, for a memorial service. Each year in New York City, the names of all 2,977 victims are read aloud at the National September 11 Memorial and Museum. We will be showing some of the traumatic footage of what unfolded on this day 24 years ago, and it may not be appropriate for everyone. So please, especially if you're under the age of 13, ask an adult, a parent, a teacher, if this content is safe for you to watch. We'll be sharing the devastating updates that came into CNN's newsroom. You'll hear the anguish and the confusion as the coverage turns from what some believe was an accident into the reality, which was an unprecedented attack on our homeland. If it's not appropriate for you, you can fast forward to the other stories of the day, sometime just past the half point of the show. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in a series of coordinated attacks carried out by the Al-Qaeda terror group at the direction of their leader, Osama bin Laden. Terrorists deliberately crashed commercial airplanes into the Twin Towers in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It remains the deadliest terror attack to ever occur on U.S. soil.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
The plane just was coming in low, and the wingtips tilted back and forth, and then it flattened out. It looks like it's hit at a slight angle into the World Trade Center.
I said the hole takes about, looks like 6-7 floors were taken out. And there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Hold on just a moment. We got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay, I'm sorry, my dear.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
We have a report now that it was a plane that crashed into the Pentagon, and we have a large fire at the Pentagon. The Pentagon is being evacuated. We have a report now that a large plane crashed this morning north of the Somerset County Airport, which is in western Pennsylvania, not too terribly far from Pittsburgh. We don't know if this is somehow connected to what has gone on in New York and Washington, but we do know that another plane has crashed, this one about 80 miles south of Pittsburgh, or at least to the southeast of Pittsburgh. You can see perhaps the second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing. Good Lord. There are no words.
Our hearts go out to the families, to the individuals whose lives were changed forever by the tragedy that occurred on this day, September 11th, 24 years ago. All right, now we will pivot to get you some of the other top news stories of the day. In Europe, there's an unprecedented situation playing out in Poland. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says his country is now closer to conflict than any time since World War II, which ended September 2, 1945. Its military shot down 19 Russian drones that violated the country's airspace. The incursion happened during a Russian attack on Poland's neighbor, Ukraine. No injuries were reported, but several residential buildings suffered severe damage from the debris. Here's one reason why this is important. Poland is a member of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That alliance includes the US, Canada, and 30 European countries. An attack on any member is seen as an attack on all. Officials say this was the first time a Russian drone has ever been shot down in a NATO member's territory. The incident sent ripples throughout the alliance. Dutch fighter jets were scrambled to Poland's defense. German missile systems were placed on high alert. Italy launched support aircraft as well. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte condemned the acts as reckless and issued a warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Listen.
Putin, I mean, my message is clear. Stop the war in Ukraine. Stop the escalating war, which he is now basically mounting on innocent civilians and civilian infrastructure. Stop violating Allied airspace and know that we stand ready. That we are vigilant, and that we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
Poland also says it will now invoke Article 4 of NATO, a clause that allows member countries to call for urgent discussions with allies to determine next steps. Pop quiz, hot shot. What gives coral its bright colors? Minerals in the water, symbiotic algae, fish swimming nearby, or the coral's own pigments? If you said symbiotic algae, you are krilling it. The algae called Zoa xanthella provides corals with essential nutrients and energy through photosynthesis, while the hard coils offer the algae protection, carbon dioxide, and access to sunlight. Coral reefs play host to roughly a quarter of the world's marine life, did you know? And these crucial habitats are facing a critical threat: warming seas. Record ocean temperatures are making coral reefs vulnerable to a process called coral bleaching, which can stress and often kill corals. These mass bleaching events are becoming more frequent, and scientists are racing to find solutions. One team in California is using some innovative new techniques to rebuild the corals.
Daniel and his team have a new tool.
This liquid, especially because when you shine light on it, becomes jelly.
Snap X, a scented gel that can be painted or sprayed onto damaged reefs or even 3D printed attachments like this one. In lab and field tests, coral treated with Snap X attracted 20 times more larvae than untreated surfaces. It works immediately and lasts up to a month.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a series of seriously kind anonymous acts putting the pay in paying it forward. Nurses at Paoli Hospital outside of Philadelphia were floored to learn someone had donated $1 million to help them pay down their student loan debt.
Disbelief would be the word.
I was instantly just in shock, and I said to our coworkers, hey, is this real?
And get this, it's not the first incognito cash infusion helping nurses in the area. It followed another $1 million donation at a nearby hospital earlier in the summer. Paoli Hospital staff say their anonymous benefactor reached out after reading about it.
We have a donor that wants to donate $1 million for debt relief for nurses. My jaw dropped. The donor stated, why can't I do this for Paoli Hospital? That's my hospital, and I want to donate.
The kind gesture has left the hardworking health workers speechless. How awesome is that? Rise up. And remember, you don't have to give $1 million to make a difference. Sometimes a nice compliment can be a spark of joy that someone needs. You are more powerful than you know. Today's shout-outs are going to Mrs. Hazelton at Rhinelander High School in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, thank you for all the cool pictures and letters. And from our YouTube channel, Mr. Garcia at Bernal Middle School in San Antonio, Texas. Go make it an awesome day, everyone. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.